Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Luna's Cafe has long cemented itself as an artistic center of Sacramento, where live performances and art have graced the walls and the stage since 1983, with many returning artists over the decades. Well, after 40 years, Luna's Cafe made the bittersweet decision to close its doors. CAP Radio's Paul Conley reflected with owner Art Luna about the mark he wanted to leave on the city, and they took a look back to celebrate the end of a beloved chapter in Sacramento arts.
It seems Art Luna has always been immersed in the arts. He's a musician and a photographer, and all of the pieces now hanging on the walls here at Luna's are works he purchased from the artists.
These are Sherry Hacker here and Sunshine Gallegos. Tom Witt did this piece back here. It's black on black.
Supporting visual artists was part of the business model from the beginning when Art and his sister Chris opened Luna's in 1983.
Initially, they were Chicano Native American artists because the other local galleries were not showing their work. They considered it folk art. I was working with La Raza Galleria Posada also, and they actually lent us artwork. And that was our first show on the wall.
Aside from the rotating wall art, Luna's hasn't changed a lot over the past four decades. The original oak bar is still here. The dozen or so small cafe tables haven't been updated. Neither has the wood lattice partition that separates the front door from the rest of the room.
You know, we're kind of patterned after a Mexican beach cafe, and we've sort of kept that image. We're comfortable. When people come in here first time, the expression on their face is like, wow. This is neat. God, it feels like home. It's so comfortable.
Lately, the feelings are more bittersweet and nostalgic.
People are coming in and they're speaking about what the cafe has meant to them. You know, that's starting to get emotional. People are coming out of the woodwork and telling me, hey, it's been great. You gave me my first show. I'm like, wow, we've had more of an impact than I think I actually realized through the years.
That's because in addition to supporting visual artists, Luna has presented thousands of performances by local musicians, poets, and comedians over the years. He saw the possibilities in the early 80s and moved back to Sacramento from the Bay Area to start up Luna's.
There was such a hotbed of artists here and that was not recognized. It was sort of this below the official level, but you know, just a lot of people playing their own music. Visual arts were really strong here. And even though the Bay Area has more of a reputation, Sacramento was a hotbed back then, and it's grown so much over the years. So it was, you know, easy to tap into that. And it started out slowly, but then I started working with local people like Kevin Seconds, and so I sort of got this connection with a lot of the younger artists at that point that were doing their original music, and then people would call me, and maybe there would be a touring group coming through. So that's kind of how it started, and it's just like a snowball. It just took off from there.
Kevin Seconds and his wife Allison have performed at Luna's countless times since the mid-1990s. They even opened their own Midtown coffee house, True Love, partly inspired by Luna's. Here they are performing at Luna's a few years ago.
Good evening. Hello. Back at Luna's. Woo! Like nothing's happened.
There are so many artists in this town that love that place and love art, and seeing a lot of younger up-and-coming musicians, for instance, some of them got their first chance to play on a stage at Luna's. A lot of places wouldn't have even bothered. You know, they would have said, nah, you know, build up a following and then come in and talk to me.
I went there because I was a young, angsty poet, and Luna's has had the longest-running poetry reading in Sacramento.
Poet and musician Ruby Jimenez was just 16 when she stepped through the door at Luna's for the first time.
I think I may have read a poem. I can't remember. It was so long ago, but I did approach Art about working there. I definitely solidly worked there for a decade, and I also performed there. One of my friends, Sarah Beth Nelson, she's a very accomplished musician now. But, you know, we played there for, like, both of our first times ever playing anywhere in public. It just points to his willingness to take a chance on people and to just have fun. and let people express themselves and not be so consumed with the numbers and the money and the, you know. He just was like, yeah, you think you can bring people in here? Let's give it a try.
I don't put any restrictions on what they do. I just say, give me your best shot. I think just by giving people the chance to play and hone their art here, that's an important function I think that Lunas has had over the years.
Much of that honing and refining is affected by the physical space itself. Lunas is a small room with a stage surrounded on three sides by the audience. Everyone sees who's coming in the front door, just as everyone hears the sounds of the espresso machine in the back. Lunas provided an intimate experience for performers and patrons alike.
If there's 20 people in the room, it feels like a full house. With 50 to 70, it's a really intense kind of standing space, wall-to-wall situation.
I love it. When it's packed in there, the windows are dripping with condensation or whatever. Everybody seems to be on the same wavelength, and I just love it. And there'd be this beautiful, quiet moment when somebody's just really just delivering this beautiful ballad. And then you'd hear the, you know, the foam machine. Everybody got used to it. It was just part of it. You know, I think it made me really go out of my way to make more eye contact and connect and see how people are sort of receiving whatever it is I'm trying to put out there.
I can't tell you how many times somebody has come off stage and remarking that people actually listened to me intently. And if somebody's talking too much, I've actually on very rare occasion come out and told people, hey, tone it down.
Over the years, Art Luna has cultivated a gathering place for listening to artists and to each other.
2 days after 9/11, we had a reading here, and the host, she wanted to cancel because it was just so traumatic and, you know, everything was shut down across the nation. And I said, no, people want to talk about this. People want to, you know, get their feelings out and come together as a community. And it was just such an incredible night of poetry, of passion. There was a guy from Beale Air Force Base who stood up and interrupted one poet because he didn't like what he was saying. I came out and said, hey, hang on. You know, this is a free speech zone. If you have something to say, sign up and get up there and tell us. Tell us, express yourself, which he did. It was really cathartic for, I think, a lot of people that night.
I like the fact that he was very politically in tune. You know, there's backbone there, there's soul there. And that's something that I don't see a lot, especially in business when you start bringing commerce or whatever. You know, people just are kind of going for the quick buck. But he took a stand politically, and you can feel that in there. There's a sense of that.
Latino Democratic Club met here for years, not just community people, but people in the legislature also that were Chicano, Latino. And that was, for me, very important that we were doing sort of this political activism. My perspective about life has always been that we are all in this together. So let's work that way.
One thing that I think is really incredible about Art Luna is that he has really fostered a very safe listening environment for the LGBTQ+ community, as well as people of color and, you know, Latinx. It's always been revolving art shows of voices that are just not heard. It was just such a safe place to express myself and to, I mean, not only come of age, but to be surrounded by a community of other artists.
It's a community hub, you know. It was a place where if you go there, you're going to always run into other creative people. Sometimes I'd be in a slump, you know, and like, I'm not feeling like writing songs. I'm just not feeling it right now, or making art. And sometimes just going down there and connecting to that little scene, I walk away feeling really inspired.
And countless others have walked away from Luna's feeling nourished thanks to its healthy menu and juice bar offerings.
The signature dish was always the quesadilla. And it sounds kind of maybe like boring, just a quesadilla, but it just was a very vibrant quesadilla. It just had avocado and jack cheese and olives, black olives, and shredded romaine originally, although I think he switched to spring mix lately. And it was a screaming deal. I think like when I first started, it might have been like $3.25. So it was like everyone. Uh-huh. And then you get chips and salsa endlessly. So it was just kind of like one of those treasures.
It's all just basic, good, solid food. The juice bar, it's a natural way to get nutrition. You know, nutrition is so important to me. Without good nutrition, you're not going to have your health for very long. You don't have a clear mind. The menu or someplace that says, Luna's, we feed your body and soul. That's what I'm looking for. And I think we've done that.
What's life after Luna's for art? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to probably take a nap for a couple of days. I do want to take a trip to New Mexico, to the Four Corners area. And there's sort of a geologist and a cultural archaeologist inside of me. I love the history of the area. Get back to my photography for sure. I will work with the new owner, helping maintain the performances that have been going on here, which makes sense. You're going to buy a business, you want to kind of maintain the clientele. He did say he wanted to put a small table in the corner there with a couple of chairs, and that was just going to be my reserve table.
For Insight, I'm Paul Conley.
Thank you, Art Luna. Well, I gotta go write a song now. The hour's getting late. I gotta go write a song now. I can't make people wait. If it makes you happy, we'll sit for a few minutes longer. And if it warms up your heart, oh, it helps me.
And that is Art Luna, the owner of Luna's Cafe in Sacramento, speaking with Cap Radio's Paul Conley about the closing of Luna's Cafe after 40 years uplifting live performances and arts in the city. Luna's Cafe will be open with events through the weekend, so you can go in person to say goodbye. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Nick Dobis and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.